This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
God damn it.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
I don't have my Madden yet. Not yet.
You're such a spoiled ass.
Wow.
Someone's going to come by and give it to me. Like, here you go.
There you go. There you go, ass.
You were not well over the weekend.
That doesn't matter, Buzz. I got to come in anyway from EA Sports, but just wanted it tonight.
I know.
What do you do if you get one today and then you have two copies?
One for the beach. Anyway, I guess I'll be disappointed about that, and I guess all you people listening will just do what you always do, not care.
Wait a minute. Yeah. You shouldn't be doing that. You've never done it that way before.
I'm using a different strategy, Mike.
You're guilting the audience?
Different strategy.
You're guilting the audience. Never guilted the audience.
Anyone that, like, works at a GameStop or an EB Games.
There's one right up the street.
Yeah. You know. Any of you punks out there that got your hand on that game, give you a little extra dough on top of it to make an old man happy.
Extra dough over the purchase price?
Yeah.
Whoa. You didn't say that.
Whoa.
Pretty nice.
You made it sound like it was $25 is what you'd pay for it.
No, you know me. I always pay over retail.
Sure.
You're paying for the convenience of getting it.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely.
You'd happily.
But it's not here, so woe is me.
It's still a good show.
I'll just have to go home tonight and watch regular football on TV. Tonight will be the first time that...
And it'll be the audience's fault.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Well, not the first time they let me down, Mike.
That's for sure.
Tonight, Ron Jaworski will be on Monday Night Football. So let's see how many setups he gives Tony Kornheiser.
Be interesting to see how they work together. It will be interesting to see the dynamic that's in there after listening to Joe Theismann last week.
I hope someone has a tape of, maybe we can find this tomorrow, right at the beginning of the Redskins-Titans game on Saturday night, they had Elliot Yameen sing the national anthem, and he started it off, "Oh, say... Did you see?"
No.
No.
Swear to Christ.
Oh, my God.
But it was real fast, yeah. But it was, "Oh, say, did you see?"
Oh, no.
We don't have that, do we?
You know, I didn't even pick up on it, so I deleted it. The thing that I was really impressed with was how long he drew the song out. Was that the longest national anthem you've ever heard?
And I kept thinking it was because he was going to screw the words up again.
Mm. It's a big mistake to do that. What you want to do.
What's it like, Mike?
Well, when you're doing it, You want to do one thing. You only want to pause significantly
yes.
at one point. Uh-huh. You want to pause between the time they announce you to say to Honor America and you start. If you rush that, you come across as an amateur.
That's right.
Ah.
But then when you get to the actual singing of the anthem, it is bup, 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 bup. You get it over with. People don't want to linger.
Right.
I don't care how good a singer is. You do not want to linger over the anthem.
Maybe he did it slow for his mother.
The widow, you mean?
I don't know if she's a widow. I don't even know if she's still with us.
You know, you are fixated on that guy's mom from American Idol.
Hot as
do you remember her first name?
Hot.
Hot Yameen.
I think it's Paris.
And then
Paris. Paris Yameen.
The one other tape that I don't think we've played for a couple of hours, and there is nothing funny about this.
Nothing at all. No. And I don't know why we're playing it over and over again.
It's a good lesson.
So it's a newscaster. Mm-hmm.
A newscaster doing really what I would believe is a fireable thing on a newscast. Mm-hmm.
A fire crash leaves three people dead. Police in Nebraska say a rental truck carrying two people lost control, crossed the median, and collided head-on with a semi-truck. Both trucks burst into flames, and witnesses say there were several explosions. The two... Excuse me.
Yes.
The two people in the room... The two people in the rental truck and the driver of the semi... This is a sad story. Excuse me. We're killed. Crews say they had fires contained in about 10 minutes.
Stupid dick!
Yeah. That's a trip to the news director's office, I would think.
Lousy woozy.
Oh, my God.
You don't press on.
And here I am worried about the stupid video game.
Madden 2008 is the video game. Please, someone, bring it down for Don. He'll be very difficult to live with if he doesn't get this game.
Never mind, you MFers,
if you cared.
Now you can't induce guilt and then turn on them, especially
work.
With the better part of an hour left in the show.
Ah, poppycock, Mike. Poppy D.
You're going to feel really embarrassed when that thing comes walking in the door in a minute.
Poppy penis. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donna.
How are
Mike.
You, Curly?
I'm well, thank you. And you?
Here's updating your news a week later. Now there are three holes for searching for signs of life in that collapsed mine in Utah, but not a lot of hope. No signs of sound. The cameras haven't picked up anything, and they're now pumping oxygen down there, but all they've seen is equipment and no miners.
Well, I don't know about mining, but I've always thought that three holes are better than none.
Mm-hmm. The astronauts are trying to fix a broken gyroscope.
Is it a mouth?
Uh-huh.
Mouth.
Right.
What about the vagina?
That's two. Two, and then three.
Mm-hmm. Ear.
Nostril.
Eye socket.
Oh, missing.
Belly button.
Belly button.
The little hole.
That's right.
Oh, you mean the hole
little
right down in the end?
Mm-hmm. Right, you know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
where goodness comes from.
Right, exactly. There you go.
That's a lot of holes.
That's a lot of holes.
Speaking of holes, the astronauts are trying to fix a broken gyroscope on the space station before.
Oh, that's great because it makes all those crazy colors.
Uh-huh. The gyroscopes are fun, aren't they?
Yeah, they're a lot of fun.
They're going to do that before they take a closer look at the damaged thermal tiles on the shuttle.
Just don't take the brown acid.
That's always good advice. There's a gash in the heat shield.
Gash. Nice. Gash.
You're not planning any of this.
What about the vagina?
Nice.
What was I thinking?
Gash.
I saw that. Did you see that on CNN? That's a nice gash.
That is a lovely gash.
Right.
In Neosho, Missouri, a 53-year-old man has been charged with three murders and the woundings of five others after taking three dozen people hostage yesterday morning in church. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice.
Excuse me for a moment.
Huh?
You love to throw in a story like that. Now, here's the magic of buzz. Because as you know, I don't want to highlight this or anything.
Okay.
But he does not believe in God.
Right.
So if you notice at the end of that, okay, turn that off. At the end of that story, it was like, okay, this thing happened in
Neosho, Missouri.
Yes. How did the end of that story go again?
That it happened
in church.
In church.
Uh-huh.
Which is bad because it's God's house.
It's bad if it happens anywhere. It's especially bad in a serene place like a church. You just don't expect this kind of a story.
I see what you're getting at. What you're saying is
church.
He's doing that thing he does against.
He's doing
that thing he does with Bush. Now he's doing against churchgoers.
Subliminal messages. Here are the four topics he has. Number one, legalization of marijuana.
Right.
Number two,
the president.
Getting rid of President Bush.
Right.
Number three, getting rid of all infants.
Right, yeah, especially infants and strollers.
Strollers.
And number four.
Getting rid of all God-fearing, church-going people.
There you go.
No, right. I'm simply reporting.
Maybe in a different order, depending on his mood.
Yeah, exactly, depending on his mood. You get him on a Friday, he's going to lead with the weed.
But those are his agendas. Those are Buzz's points, his PowerPoint points.
Right.
And it would conflict him sometimes. For example, if we found out that guy who took the hostages had been smoking marijuana, maybe it doesn't make the news.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it depends.
Yeah. Yeah, but if the guy had been smoking marijuana, if he was, like, going on a marijuana rampage, you're not hearing that story.
No,
that
never.
That would be equally bad.
Absolutely.
And you forgot his fifth topic,
simply,
though.
Well, what's the fifth topic?
Free love.
That's right. That's right.
Deviant sex.
Sex and lots of it, of course.
Well, I think we've painted the mural now.
Well, yeah. While all of those things are true that you've just said about me.
Peter Nora.
This is one of the top news stories of the day. And I'm merely the guy in the church. I'm just passing it along.
Funny, Buzz, when you get your
It was a weird denomination, wasn't it? Like Microasian or something like that?
I'm not aware of the denomination of the
Chinese. Small Chinese.
Microasian.
Isn't that kind of redundant?
Yeah, Neosho, Missouri.
No, I take it back. There's Yao Ming.
That's right.
But he's so skinny, Don.
Yeah, there's also the hairiest man in the world who's Chinese.
Yeah.
They call him King Kong.
That's true.
Him.
I listen to these stories.
Mm-hmm. Clearly. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice has named former Baltimore Oriole Cal Ripken as a special sports envoy. Ripken says it's not a...
Let me take this time to say hi again to my new pal, Ralph Dugan. He showed me Cal's jersey, Cal's pictures, Cal's rookie card, Cal's World Series trophy. I know the whole team won, but it was really Cal's.
Cal.
I saw Cal. And then when we went to eat brunch, we were looking at the numbers from all the games that Cal went into.
Ripken says
thank you, Ralph.
Not a political thing. It's a sports thing, as he puts it, using baseball for good reasons. Eagles coach Andy Reid's son pleaded guilty today to drug and gun charges that followed a case of road rage.
Andy Reid.
The 22-year-old admits his son.
Andy Reid.
The whole family. The 22-year-old admits to carrying a gun without a license, which is a felony. He's facing 6 to 14 months in jail. He's already been to rehab. OJ's If I Did It book will get published, a New York publisher whose name will be revealed tomorrow.
That!
Christmas is coming.
I don't know. Sorry, I didn't have anything.
We could read excerpts from it, though.
Why, Mike? I've already got it all right up here.
You memorized it?
Sure.
Good for you. We'll find out the
publisher. Good for you.
We'll find out the publisher tomorrow. They acquired the rights from the Goldmans. The publisher says they'll be adding footnotes to this ghost-written
it's,
book.
It's Cut Her Head Off Books.
That's the subsidiary of some of the bigger publishers.
Chop it.
Cutter House.
Chop it, paperbacks.
A group called the New Order of National Human Rights Organization is urging all black athletes to boycott their games this weekend. From high school to the NFL. The group says black athletes have the power to change the face of racism overnight. They say that OJ and Michael Vick and all the other stories lately, Barry Bonds, all of that, is just a case of racism, and only because those athletes are black.
Right, right. Oh, let's make this all about race again, please. Let's do that, please. Jesus Christ.
And as we heard earlier, having accomplished...
Sorry, Buzz, I said his name again.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Sorry,
no,
man.
It's okay. You said his name.
Son of man that Buzz doesn't believe in.
You were...
Son of God.
Really exclaiming.
Son of man that Buzz doesn't believe in. Right.
Buzz just sees him as a carpet.
Son of man is not God. Son of God is man.
I said he's the... Well, hold on. Well, I think of
you
God.
You said son of man.
Well, he's the... No, son of the... He's Jesus.
I said that's right, Scooter. What's that scene from Goodfellas? What's the line where he's getting the drink for Joe Pesci?
Oh, with Spider?
Yeah, I said Spider. That's Scooter.
You called me Scooter. I thought
you. See, now I screwed up.
And I'm thinking like, it's who was the guy in Happy Gilmore? Was it Scooter or Shooter? Who was that guy?
Shooter is that guy. And I only said it with that much enthusiasm because he wasn't quite at the microphone yet, and I knew I could steal it from him. Want to replay that? All right. Who was that guy that was on the show? And then Rob said Shooter. I went, Shooter!
I'm not even laughing at that. I'm laughing at the thought of Scooter from Mobile in Goodfellas.
Scooter from Mobile hasn't been on our show for decades.
Mobile.
Hey,
Scooter.
Do I amuse you? Make you laugh?
My mom is sick.
She's very sick, but I'm going to send you a punch bowl.
But remember how incredible he was that he could actually tell you the dates and scores of games going back 30 years.
Brilliant. Stats and...
He's mentally retarded.
He believed in God, Buzz.
He did.
And strollers.
Not weed, though.
No.
Having accomplished almost all the good for this country he can, presidential advisor Karl Rove has given his 2 weeks' notice.
So long to all of you. I'm making my way out of Washington, back to Texas, to greener pastures.
You are never to blame.
So long, fools.
My brain.
Take care.
Not your fault, Karl.
You deal with that retard for the end of his term.
Big, shiny, pulsating brain.
So long. I'm taking my brain back to Oz.
Take the brain train.
You're right, Scott.
Rove, known as the architect, among other things, including the brain, is arguably the second most powerful man in government next to the vice president. Rove's also a BFF to the president and Mr. Bush's longtime political advisor.
A BF? What possibly could that mean?
BFF, best friend forever.
Oh, I thought it was butt friend.
No. Best friends forever.
Thank you.
Now Karl Rove will reportedly dedicate more time to his family. Let's hope he can do them the kind of good he's done for us.
I'm coming up with a new concept. Let me try it out on you.
I'm thinking
about being a, quote, roving reporter.
I get it.
I'm Karl Rove, Karl the Rove. Architect.
The brain.
Thank you.
President Bush, meanwhile, is spending this week at his ranch in Texas, but he says he wouldn't mind vacationing in France if the president of that country could arrange a mountain biking trip for him. Asked by reporters over the weekend if he speaks French.
We were joking about it, but it's already happening,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
He's just a retard, isn't he, really? I mean, take Buzz's politics out
of it.
Sure. Seriously. Mm-hmm. Sure, I would go to France if I could ride a bicycle.
Why see Paris? Go to the wine country, right. Do anything, when you can have a good... That's where they have the bike race.
And if somebody would please tell him, there are times when you say, not a.
That's
like,
right.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that's a nice apple.
Right.
Hey, that is a nice apple.
That's right.
It just makes you sound whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Just a little.
Understand?
Asked by reporters if he speaks French, the president replied, I can barely speak English.
Ho, ho, ho!
Yeah. See, he knows. Yeah. He knows.
He's a kidder.
Like a fox. New meanings for the words milking the goat when we continue.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Hey, you know something?
What? No, what?
I had a dream last night.
Hello, PN.
Goaty. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.